Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
My name is Emma LeCornu, and I'm the Library and Archives Conservator at Manx National Heritage. I'm going to talk about preserving protest placards from the Black Lives Matter demonstration. These three protest placards, currently on display in the Museum 100 exhibition, were made for and used in the BLM protest demonstration that took place on the 9th of June 2020. Balancing preservation and access is particularly difficult with these placards, which the museum acquired through rapid response collecting, which is when contemporary objects are acquired in response to major moments in recent history. They are made out of materials that you find around the house, cardboard, bits of wood, parcel tape, poster paint, felt tips. The issue for us is that, unfortunately, these materials are quite unstable and are not meant to last a long time. This makes them inherently unstable or self-destructive, and as soon as they go on display and are handled, there's a risk of a change in their appearance. The challenge is to try and keep these items in as authentic condition as possible, but to also keep them accessible. This means it's important to have conversations between us, the conservators, and the curators about how these placards are used. So we ask questions like, is it acceptable that they might fade or their condition will worsen if they are accessed and displayed? As a conservator, the default is to try and preserve things for as long as possible. That's why it's interesting to take a step back and ask, why are we conserving this and who is it for?